What's up, everybody? It's your girl Danny B, and I'm back for another Average Black Girl podcast. So this is gonna piggyback off of the last subject that we did, and it's gonna kind of go hand in hand with the whole DaBaby and Danny Lay situation. So on the last episode of the Average Black Girl, we talked about women over sexualizing themselves to be with men, and then in the end feeling used for sex and then kind of passed on for the next woman and not really feeling like you got what you wanted out of it, even though you put so much into it. So just to elaborate on that, I spoke about women these days, or just women in general, not even these days, but just kind of in general, over sexualizing themselves to get the attention of the men that they want, and then pretty much ending up with a man who's only interested in you because of the sexual energy that you put out, and not really trying to get to know you or trying to get to know what you're about or what you're really interested in or anything as far as what you want out of life and in your future and stuff like that. So it kind of becomes like a brain game when you're assuming that giving all this attention and getting like overly sexual is going to get this man to be with you or get this man to really want you. It's going to get him to be with you temporarily, but it's not going to get him to want to be with you and give you longevity in a relationship, because there's sexual energy everywhere. And if you were giving out sexual energy and everywhere you were giving out overly sexual energy and that's what got the attention, then most likely that man just gravitates towards sexual energy. And there's plenty of women putting out sexual energy, so it's not really easy to decipher which energy they're supposed to jump in and out of, or which energy they're supposed to stick around to, because sexual energy is all over the place. So if you're not offering very much else, then you're not really going to get very much else out of it. Now, the way that I feel like this conversation piggybacks or goes hand in hand with the Danny Lay and the baby situation is because I feel like at the beginning of their relationship, or when I first found out that they were talking, or whatever the situation between them two is, I really don't know. But when I first found out about that, the only thing that I really heard about it was that she was kind of interrupting whatever he had going on with the mother of his child. And there were like videos back and forth of him being at home with the mother of his kids and his kid, you know, laying in the bed doing their home stuff. And then at the end of the night, I would see a post of Danny Lay saying, hey, like, well, he's with me, I got your man. He was just at home with you doing what he's supposed to do as a family man, but he's come home with me. So in the end, I feel like it was like the sexual energy that she was putting out to try to get his attention, and being overly attentive to him, and being, you know, like being exactly what she felt like he wanted, which was this sexy young new girl, and he already had his wife or his baby mama or whatever her title was at home. And so she kind of honed in on the fact that she was going to be his partner, and she was going to oversex him, and she was going to make him feel a certain way and woo him with all these things, not realizing that in the end that is that man's behavior. He's going to jump in and out of whatever a woman allows him to jump in and out of. So where there's no respect that he had for his home situation, now you're trying to get him to come to a situation and think he's going to respect you for what you're putting out, which is this sexual energy. And that's not enough to keep him. If his baby mama couldn't keep him with the love and the history and the things that she's actually done for him as far as being a human to another human, a woman to a man, and helping him through things that he's been through before, the industry and stuff like that, then I don't know what would make another woman believe that overly sexualizing herself was going to trump everything that this woman has experienced with him in the first place. So that's kind of how I saw that situation. Her just kind of being like overly attentive and kind of disrupting what he already had going on, and laughing at the mother of his kid because she felt like she had him in a chokehold while he was supposed to be at home with the other woman. And now that this whole situation has turned around and come back on her, it's kind of pretty much I don't want to say that because I don't want to be disrespectful, but it's kind of just, it is what it is. It's kind of like one of those situations, what do they say, you reap what you sow. It's like you felt like all this stuff was fun and games before, but now that it's turned back on you, it's not fun and games. Well, now there's going to be another woman stepping on your toes. There's going to be another woman being overly sexual and attending to your man while you're at home with your kid. And there's just a cycle of ridiculous behavior that just goes on and on when you behave in such a way. And I feel like that's what these women do nowadays, is overly sexualize themselves to try to trump another woman or say like, hey, I got your man. And then in the end, they end up with their feelings hurt, and then they want to back off, or they want people to feel bad for them because they've been done wrong. But you just did another woman wrong, and you were perfectly fine with it. So I feel like maybe use your brain a little bit more, use your heart a little bit more, use your whatever else you have besides your vagina to try to get a man's attention, because sex, like I said, is all over the place, and it's not really that interesting at this point that people are just gonna stick around forever for sex. So ladies, let me know what you think. Chime in, because I don't know if I'm the only person feeling this way. I'm not the only person feeling this way, because I had a conversation with somebody else the other day about just women and sex in general. It's just coming to a point where that's kind of looking like that's all we have to offer as Black women, and that's all we're being used for. So we're not being taken very seriously by the men in the Black community. Black men are not really taking us very seriously, because we out thinking it's okay to be raggedy. We out thinking it's okay to just be sleeping with everybody here and there. And you know, whatever you do in your personal life is on you, honestly. And if you feel like, you know, sleeping around is your thing, that's fine. But I just feel like if you're gonna be in a position where you're sleeping around and you're expecting love from these people, or you're expecting a certain amount of attention, or you're expecting a certain amount of respect, then that's when it gets messed up, and that's when you got to kind of check yourself, or you have to deal with everything that comes with it, which is the heartache, the heartbreak, the people laughing at you, the disrespect, another woman coming for your man, somebody not caring about your situation, and all those other things. And I literally know women in this very situation who will be mad at other women and be mad at other people who know the situation, because they entered this situation disrespectfully, and then now the disrespect is turned on them and it's happening to them in the same manner. And instead of just being mad at the person who's disrespecting them, they choose to be mad at everyone else around them, instead of just focusing on what the true problem is, which is kind of yourself, because you entered into a situation being maybe overly sexual, maybe being too attentive, maybe doing too much to try to get this person's attention when they were already in a situation. And now that you've gotten the attention from the person, and now that they're kind of lackluster in the situation with you, and they're attending to somebody else now because now there's a new person doing what you were doing, it just kind of comes full circle. And then you have people that are like confused and really angry at other people and really just in a funk and in depression because they don't really understand who they should be upset with. You kind of have to look yourself in the mirror and be upset with yourself and move differently. Move accordingly and understand the situation you created, and try to make it better, or try to, even if you can't make it better, just be honest with yourself, and that will help you moving forward. If you understand the way things are going is because, if you understand that the way that things are going are because of the things that you have created, then it'll kind of make things easier for you to eat after you realize that, you know, like after you understand what's on your plate, then it makes it a little bit easier for you to digest it. But I don't know if any of that makes sense. You guys let me know down in the comments, or send me a message, DM. You already know my Instagram, Danielle_Monye, DANYELE _MONYELL. MONYEA. I'm sorry. DANYELE _MONYEA. We have been dropping new stuff on YouTube as well. So that is JAY and DANNILB, Jay and Danny LB on YouTube. So make sure you're tuning in. Make sure you follow me on Instagram. Make sure you're commenting back on here so that I can know what you guys think. And we will continue on with the Average Black Girl next week or the following. You know, I'll be back and forth. But I'm thinking of just changing this whole podcast to the Average Black Girl, because I think that's a very important topic, and there's so many levels to where this conversation can go. So I'm thinking I'm just going to revamp this whole entire channel and make it into the Average Black Girl podcast. So let me know what you think about that as well. And chime in about what you think about the Dani Leigh and DaBaby situation, and just women over sexualizing themselves and kind of reaping what you sow, and all those things. Just let me know how you feel. And not that it makes it right, you know, not that it makes it right for these men to do what they're doing, but it also doesn't make any sense that we as women allow these things to happen when we see the cycle and we know exactly what we're getting ourselves into. It's like we walk into these situations with our eyes wide open and then get into them and act like we've been blind the whole time. Like, you act like you've been wearing blinders, even though you've been seeing everything for what it was the entire time. And now all of a sudden you're like smacked in the face and you're like, oh my goodness, I can't believe I was going to get the same energy. You were going to get the same energy that you saw out of that person the entire time. So I don't know. Like I said, you guys just comment, send me a message on here. Jump in the conversations whenever you can so that we can elaborate on these Average Black Girl podcast episodes. And I will see y'all or hear from y'all or talk to y'all the next time. Peace out. And I also wanted to add in the fact that a lot of it at the beginning of their relationship or friendship or sideship or whatever you want to call it or whatever they had going on was a lot of back and forth about the mother of his child being brown skinned and this woman being supposedly light skinned, which we ended up coming to find out that she's not black at all. So that means she's not light skinned. She's just not black. So it became like a light skinned brown skin issue when she's not light skinned. So that didn't really make any sense to me. So that kind of made it like a racial issue. Like, he wants me over you because you're a brown skinned black woman and I'm supposedly this light skinned pretty woman, which I felt like was A, disrespectful, B, didn't have anything to do with their specific issue, and C, just created an all-around issue when it comes to women having that stipulation on, I'm light-skinned and I'm pretty and you're brown-skinned and you're not. Like, there's a lot of beautiful brown-skinned women. There's a lot of beautiful light-skinned women. So that has absolutely nothing to do with, I think, the choice that he made. I think he just wanted to do what he wanted to do and maybe he found her attractive. But I feel like that's another issue that a lot of women have as well, feeling like because I might have this or that and you don't, that's going to get him to stick around. Like, there's fat asses everywhere. There's long hair everywhere. There's beautiful brown skin everywhere. There's beautiful light skin everywhere. So you can't always feel like because I'm small and I look like this is going to be better than his thicker baby mama. Or, you know, like you never know what a man's preference is. You never know what they think or how they feel. And just because a man is telling you one thing doesn't mean that that's truly what they think or how they feel. It doesn't mean that that's the all end all be all of what they think either. Just because they feel like you're beautiful and you might be skinny, light skin, or skinny in another race or whatever the case may be, doesn't mean that he's not going to be attracted to somebody who's brown skin or bigger, or, you know, like, or brown skin, or, you know, like shorter hair, whatever the case is, whatever the comparison might be. But I feel like a lot of the times women do that as well, especially when they're competing for a man. It becomes like, well, she doesn't have this and I do, or I don't have this and she does. That's technically, I don't feel like that's what makes the man choose. The man is going to choose based off of whatever he chooses to choose off of. I mean, if he's talking to both of you, that means he finds both of you attractive. That doesn't mean that you're better than her in any way or she's better than you in any way. You're gonna have to find what makes you important to that man. You're gonna have to find out what makes you more important to that man versus the other woman. It's not about looks. It's not about how much sex you can give him. It's not about how much food you can cook him. It's not about how much time he spends with you versus how much time he spends with the other one. If he's spending time with both of you at any point, then that means that there's something that both of you are feeding that man that he can't resist. And so you're going to have to figure out either how to bow out or to find your balance and find out how to make yourself more important in that man's life. But it's never going to be sex. It's never going to be because you're light-skinned. It's never going to be because you have longer, prettier hair. It's never going to be because you have shorter, kinkier hair. It's never going to be because you have the biggest butt. It's not going to be because of any of those things. It's truly going to be because of how you feed that man's soul. So at the end of the day, I feel like women should really stop competing with stuff like that and stop making a comparison of those types of things, because it drives a wedge between the support that women have for each other in these situations. And when things fall apart and women end up in these situations where they're heartbroken and all these things, it allows for everybody to say, well, hey, what the hell? What are we supposed to care? You didn't care about another woman's feelings. You stepped on somebody else's toes. You called somebody else out of their name, or you said somebody else looked, you know, not as good as you do because of their skin tone or whatever the case is. So how are you supposed to be supportive to another woman who was able and capable and okay with doing that to someone else? So we as women also have to put ourselves in a position where we allow ourselves to be supported by other women when things like this happen, because I feel like it's hard for other women to support you when you were so careless in the beginning, number one. And number two, I feel like when you're mad at the other people, it allows for them to just bow out gracefully and say, well, you know what? I guess it is what it is, because it's not like you have very much respect in the beginning. So, and then just as women in general, where you're wanting support from these women, now there's a whole world full of brown skinned women that you've disrespected because you wanted to get at, you wanted to spite one woman. So now you disrespected the whole world of brown skinned women because you wanted a man that was brown skinned, which really didn't make any sense to me anyway. And then on top of that, just the world of black women in general, just because you wanted one man instead of just making it, he wants me over you at the moment, or whatever the case, whatever you felt like it was. But I don't feel like it should have been a race issue, or because of light skin, dark skin, or because I think I look better than you do, or whatever the case is, like I said. But you guys comment on that as well. Let me know how you feel about that. Let me know how you feel about the comparison and the, the comparisons in women doing the whole light skin versus dark skin and big butt versus skinny and taller versus shorter and long hair versus short hair, pretty hair versus curly hair, or whatever the case is. So you guys chime in and let me know that as well. And I will holla at y'all on the next episode of The Average Black Girl. Peace.